producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There's a reason I run them and those primarily. One, because of their highly innovative nature. They looked at what worked outside on a paddle in a tactical setting, and they said, I wonder how this would work inside the waistband, and created the Incog, which is spreading. And you can check all of that good, innovative, good stuff out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, how many of you have listened to this and actually taken action?
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder, and I think he might have sent me some mail the other day, which I haven't opened yet. I'm going to open that on video today, but joining me again is Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
I noticed yesterday I had Rob Morse on, who was just at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and he was talking about what a big splash that Mr. Irvine from Buckeye Firearms had made at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Jim, I think Jim won another award for Buckeye Firearms Association, and he spoke again this year, and I think about Faster, and I was lucky enough to be invited last year, and I also spoke about Faster, but it's spreading. And knowing that how we have to protect our children in schools is spreading, and the logical way to do it. And it was interesting listening to you talk about the surveys earlier that they're sending home, number of guns and political affiliation. And, you know, people can comment any way they want, but people want this information for a reason. They're not asking for this stuff for whether it's personal information that they want for certain things they're doing, but they're collecting information and they're collecting it for a reason. I can remember I brought my father out to Ohio to live with me instead of a nursing home. And we had elderly services that stopped by. They were going to take him to some various activities, so they wanted to get to know us. And one of their first questions was, "Are there any firearms in the household?" And these questions are asked for a reason. And you know, it takes you off guard. Like, what did you just say? And I've had, you know, under Obamacare now, checking my blood pressure before I head out to Colorado and go on a hunting trip. And those are some of the prescribed questions that are in their computer. Do you have firearms in a household? They're collecting this information. They want it for a reason. And you're spot on with the response. If your child comes home with something like that, the first thing is to respond in some manner. But get up off the couch and go to the school. Go to the school board meetings, because this has to be stopped. Because I think you made one of the best points, is that we have to. Our culture is in danger right now. And we have to stop the slide. And
well, you know, when I look at the sum total of everything, and I look at what everybody is, I mean, some of the stuff is coming out of left field from the liberals. I mean, surely for the NRA board, you guys have got to look at that. And how, like Cuomo came out saying that we should shut down the government
unless we get gun control. Where, you know, they have 95% defiance, open defiance on registering firearms in, with his SAFE Act. His SAFE Act has failed. He's getting SAFE Act 2 ready, so it can fail twice, I guess. And how do you guys look at this? How do you look at this as an NRA board member? And how do you possibly come up with a defense against something so stupid?
Well, you know, there's a number of different things that I think about personally as a board member and as a patriot and as an American. The first thing you have to do is some of these things are so bizarre sounding, but the people that are saying them are serious about them. They think it's going to work, and the things that Cuomo are going to do. And right now, the anti-gun activists or the anti-civil rights people, they're really floundering. They don't have much to base their arguments on. Statistically speaking, everything that they say has been proven wrong. More guns does equal less crime. Arming teachers, concealed carry, violent crimes are down. And you know, suicide with a firearm, like I mentioned last week, is down 5%. Suicide by other means is up 27%.
Yeah.
They have everything that they have to argue about, they can't anymore. And so they only have one thing left to do, and that's either to flat-out lie or just trying to push the same legislation and the same laws on us that don't work, number one, that will never satisfy their intended purpose, if there is one. You know, and number three, the most important thing, just try enforcing the laws you have on the books now and then come back to us later, because, you know, it's not working. And so really, they don't have any choice. They don't have really factual, logical legs to stand on, and so all they can do is lie. And I think kind of related to it earlier, you know, they're not passing this gun legislation. Then Cuomo doesn't want to do what they're doing. They don't want gun registration just to save that one life. You know, that's the comment. Your hair needs to stand up when you hear common sense gun control, and then it needs to stand up even higher when they start talking about if this legislation or this deprivation of your rights can just save one life. They don't care about saving one life. Number one, President Obama, you and Congress have never saved anybody's life. And then number two, you know, everything that they want to do doesn't work, because it's not about saving a life. It's about power, their power. And they still can't stand the fact that you and I and your listeners out there still have the power to say no, because our founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment to make sure we could always say no to our government. That's what they hate, the power that they don't have. You look at Bloomberg. He has everything money could buy, right? But he wants the power, and I think that's in the – and it's not paranoia. It's not, oh, they don't want all your guns. Well, yes, they do. If you look at history, it happens over and over and over again with the same result.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, like with, you point out with like somebody like Bloomberg, and Bloomberg, even in New York, is surrounded by guns. He can probably have guns. In New York, they have, what, 34, 35,000 pistol permits for people carry guns. Some people in New York, like their counter-terror director, who has no permit, carries a gun and uses it as a laser pointer. And those that have guns are... You know, you would think they have theirs and they could just leave everything alone. But it's almost like they've seen that speech that Tony Montana gives in Scarface. You know, when first you get the money, then you get the power.
Right.
And
I think it was Long Island or New York City. Wasn't the prosecutor told the assistant prosecutors that they can't own guns?
Nassau County, yeah. Yeah.
Where'd that come from? And, you know, and this guy wants it for whatever reason, whatever his agenda is. But you're right. I mean, people are fighting back, and things have happened exactly the way we said they would. They registered their firearms, and a few months later, they're coming for them for whatever reason. It was, you know, the assault weapons ban, their assault weapons registration. And, you know, that's failing miserable where they're trying to enact that, because people, number one, aren't registering them, and number two, they're not going to turn them in. But we got to keep up the fight, and sitting back and say, oh, did you hear what that crazy guy said? Isn't going to cut it, because, you know what, they're very serious for themselves.
Right.
And if we're going to say things, and that's why, you know, I always go back to Hillary Clinton. If you remember when Obama was first running the you know, for his first term.
Coming up on the break. We'll be right back. My guest from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. The G-Code Traveler's Bag from their contact series is the central piece in my ISIS welcome wagon bag, which has been trimmed down
We have one piece left to go. But it is all going to fit, including the long gun, into a backpack in its final iteration. And I will be doing a video link on that very shortly. The reason for using the GECO Traveler's Bag is of the genius behind it. You need to go check it out. It's at tacticalholsters.com. You won't be sorry you went. Joining me now, and I've got an envelope from them, which I haven't opened it. I got it on Monday, and I haven't opened it yet. I've been meaning to video opening it because this is I have now got the final piece of kit for my daily self-defense. Joining me from the originator of the daily kit is Second Call Defense CEO Sean Maloney. Now, when I open this up, how many people that join Second Call Defense actually need all... I would imagine the vast majority of people that join Second Call Defense have no idea about, for example, like if they take a trip over on the road, what the gun laws are in the various states and everything else. And I guess it's just luck that they've joined Second Call Defense so that they have sort of a defense against what they may be riding into.
You know what? That's a good way to put it. And first of all, I'd like to pat you on the back for you not opening that envelope. I don't think I could get that piece of mail and not open it. But you're right. The way the gun laws are in America, you know, even for us, the good guys with the guns and the good states to be good guys with guns in, everything is a little different. And brandishing is treated differently from state to state and even from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And certainly, you know, we had a brandishing case last week. Gentleman on a motorcycle was ran off the road. He pulled over the motorcycle. The pickup truck came back that ran him off the road, almost hit him head on. He got a verbal confrontation. One against two comes up. A guy goes back to the pickup truck, and the Second Call Defense member, what's he hear? He hears somebody jack the rack on a shotgun. His firearm came up, a short Mexican standoff. He had already called 911. The police arrived. The guys in the pickup truck, their stories aren't matching. They're arrested. They go to jail. And, you know, I talked to him later, and he says, well, glad I'm out of that one. I said, it's just beginning. And he said, why? And I said, well, it was just you, the two guys, and the police officers who made a decision. I said, now there's going to be a defense attorney involved for the other guy, the guys that are arrested. And the only way that he can defend the actions of their client is by turning it everything on you, two against one, lies, whatever's going to happen. I said, you're not out of the woods. And sure enough, an hour later, another phone call, the police are at the door. And so even when you brandish, you need an attorney. You need him immediately to start getting ready and getting things prepared for what's going to happen. I always tell people, you know, there has to be an investigation. And the initial part of the investigation, when the police leave and say you did everything you had a right, you know, you had a right to do, that's not necessarily it. So you have to be prepared and you have to be ready. And most importantly, you know, if you weren't a member of Second Call Defense and didn't know, who would we call? I always ask people, I said, who would you call right now? And nobody can answer that question, and that's why you need somebody to call. You need, number one, to make sure that someone knows what's going on in your life, and number two, you need that protection because, again, there's a Cuomo's of the world out there. There's a Bloomberg's of the world, and even though time after time, and it's proven beyond all doubt, that firearms, a good guy with a gun is the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun. They're going to attack you politically or otherwise because that's their philosophy. But so you have to be ready. And what you're going to open is a huge way of being ready for what's going to happen after you defend yourself. And I dare say that the majority of people that open and become members of Second Call Defense, they don't realize, they have no clue of everything we offer. And so I'm excited that you're going to do this.
Well, I've held off on it. See, When I joined online, you get the 1-800 number, the 24-hour number on there, which I've already got programmed in my phone. So I'm already set up to where if I do something, you know, that second call will be coming your way, and I'll be screaming, this message is for Sean. Come and save me now! And then I'll be hanging up. Because I know about the physiological part that's coming up and everything else, and I know to shut up. So I'll just be sitting there twiddling my thumbs waiting for a text saying from you or one of your associates going, got your six, don't worry. We'll see you in jail.
And that's the most important part. You got to remember, somebody's got to be there. They got to have your six. And just knowing that changes everything. And, you know, just your silence alone isn't enough. Salinas out of Texas. I educate people on this all the time. Salinas versus Texas. The United States Supreme Court decided that a prosecuting attorney can use your silence as the indication of your guilt and tell the jury that. And so not in a non-custodial interrogation when you haven't been arrested yet and they're asking you questions and they start talking about your use of a firearm, say there's a shooting, and you just shut up because you're thinking this isn't a conversation. They think I did something and I have nothing more to say. The prosecutor at trial essentially told the jury that you could use, they were free to infer his guilt by his silence. Now, when before in the history of America as someone's silence could be an indication of guilt protected by the, you know, the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution? And what the Supreme Court said is, you know what? Silence alone is no longer enough. If you're going to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights, you got to say it. So you need to say, I'm invoking my constitutional rights, my Fifth Amendment rights, you know, or something like that. Remember, silence alone is not enough. And you get that training and education. Things like that that we don't think about as gun owners on a day-to-day basis. Well, Second Call Defense does. We keep you updated on the, everything that directly affects you and your ability to defend yourself and what happens afterwards.
Anybody from New Jersey a member of Second Call Defense? If they're not, they damn sure should be.
We have lots of members from New Jersey and New York area, New York State and city. And, you know, I have a fairly good relationship with a number of organizations, including some Fraternal Order of Police out there, because if you're a New York City police officer or a New York police officer and you're going to New Jersey and you're carrying a firearm like the law allows you to do, they're not treated as kindly as we think. I've had a lot of officers from New York that have been arrested in New Jersey.
Hmm.
and it just
I guess the Pope is there all the time, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
All right, we're coming up on the next break, and I didn't even get you to pick. But you know what? We're going to talk about some other things. I'm looking at some of the questions in the chat room that you may see, and I want to ask how far the umbrella of Second Call Defense extends. SecondCallDefense.org. They have various levels of membership starting at $8. This is, you know, if you're involved in a self-defense situation, of course, the first call needs to be 911. The second call needs to be to Second Call Defense. Because then, now, you have the people in charge that need to be in charge of your legal defense. We'll be right back on a Wednesday with Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6431. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's their original lineup, which really didn't have a name, to the DC-3 line, which was the Travis Haley collaboration, to the Scorpion line, which was a reimagination of Kydex, where Kydex became actually had moving parts. And now with the Contact series, you can see the innovation as it continues on. I'm not even, I very rarely mention the rigger belts they make. I very rarely mention the knives they make. I mean, going to their website is an extravaganza. Go check that out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from secondcalldefense.org, of which I am. They are not only a sponsor of the show, but now they're I have them on retainer, is Sean Maloney. And, Sean, now, how far out, besides criminal defense, like if I get caught up in something and I go through the criminal thing and they've taken my gun but they're not going to give me back my gun, does Second Call Defense keep on going with me after I've been exonerated in the criminal trial?
Oh, absolutely. We will represent you to get your firearm returned to yourself, or we'll replace the firearm, depending upon what's easier. And I've had many, many times, you'd be surprised how many times I've won an acquittal in bench trials where charges have been dropped, and I've had judges say, you know what, I'm not going to give you the gun back. I take it on a case-by-case basis, and I think it's best that we keep this firearm. Well, you can't do that, and so I've had to walk across the hallway in another courtroom and get a judge to sign off on on a an order to stay him, the gun from being destroyed. We've had to take things to the trial, to administrative appeal. And when it happens in the state of Ohio, for example, we have provisions, Buckeye Firearms, we fought for and got provisions in your Ohio Revised Code that if you take a firearm and you keep that firearm improperly and we sue you to get it back, you're also paying for our legal fees. And that gun better be returned in the exact same condition that it was when you took it, or you're buying another gun. So we have some provisions for that. But it's not uncommon for jurisdictions to try to keep the firearms. I have no idea what they do with them. Philadelphia is the latest place, and it was a Ruger LCP. Got a letter back, you know, the client did, and something called a defense member. No, we kind of decided that it wouldn't be prudent for us to return the firearm. But have a good day, and if you want to appeal, you can file an appeal. And so I started looking into filing the appeal, and I realized that the cost of filing the action was more than almost twice what the handgun was worth. And so
right.
we just simply purchased one. And our member, as would I, was mad and was upset at Philadelphia, and he wanted to take him to task and go to court. And I said, it just doesn't make sense to do it, and the people that need to hear either don't care or they're not going to listen. So let's just move on with your life. And so we provided him with the money to go and purchase another firearm.
Now, one thing that comes to mind about taking guns, I remember the strange case of First Lieutenant Augustine Kim. Are you familiar with that one?
Refresh my recollection.
This guy was a guy that was in Washington, D.C., looking for Walter Reed Hospital for treatment.
I remember.
And they took his guns, and they held on to him for X amount of years. And when he got him back, what they had done is, like, on his 1911, which is an all-steel gun, the officer that took the guns took a nail and scratched on the slide his name, the date of the crime, the date of the offender. He just wrote a little story on the side of the frame, which effectively, you know, once he got the gun back, it was still functional, but it was pretty messed up.
Right.
And how many of those do you guys come across? I mean, I think there's a process by which they're supposed to do it and to mark them, but couldn't they just put a little paper tag like I see on TV on Dragnet that says on it in the trigger guard? Or
And mostly they are tagged, and then I always say tagged and bagged. They're tagged, and everything that needs to be written is on the firearm tag, and then it's put in a bag. And for the most part, we have Ohio Supreme Court Justice. Her name is Sharon Kennedy, and she's something special to every gun owner in the state of Ohio, because when she first started on the bench, she was a domestic relations judge. She walked in and took her position and found a closet, and in that closet it was filled with firearms, and she made an inquiry, what are these guns for? Well, every time the court ordered that someone turn in a gun, or there was a protection order out there, they said, bring the guns in. They did, and they stuck them in this closet. Well, there was years and years and years of guns, and she spent probably 7 months, 2 or 3 hours at a time at night after each of her work days, tracked down who are the owners of those guns and made sure that those guns were returned to those people. And that just said so much about her and her view of justice, but that happens more often than not. Firearms are taken, they're never returned, their evidence are not returned. Domestic relations, you know, the first thing that happens is one side gets a protection warrant on them, mostly for the attorney, so they don't have to deal with the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning. My husband's in the driveway and he wants his underwear. My ex-husband, what should I do? Well, they void those calls by just simply getting a protection warrant out. And
right.
With that, they turn in their firearms. So it shouldn't be done lightly, and that's the destruction, and that's why we wrote that into our bill. And most bills and most laws in the states have it in there. I mean, that's just plain ignorance. And these people probably knew what he was doing. Can you imagine the common sense of a person that would scratch? It would be like impounding your vehicle and taking a screwdriver on the hood and doing that on the hood of an automobile.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it in that context. Of the states that you guys have had to operate in, have you found any states where where the prosecutors are not politically driven to charge somebody with murder every time there's a clear-cut case of self-defense? Are there any states where there's a little bit of common sense abounding and, you know, aside from the initial inquiry after the initial investigation, everything goes away?
Well, you know, more often than not, it does. But and I say that at least in the jurisdictions where we've had cases, and I always point out to people, a lot of that is the fact that you've had an attorney right from the get-go. And so the prosecutor knows that they're not going to walk all over anybody. They know that somebody's watching everything. Because as a prosecutor, you're spending taxpayers' money, and you want to get reelected, and you don't want a high-profile firearms case of any kind, and then you don't want to get beat because you know from the beginning you're going to. So if you have an attorney involved right from the beginning, things change. There are certain jurisdictions where you can tell that you know there's a true anti-gun bias that you're working against, and you understand that. But you know what? You can tell immediately if that bias isn't there, because you're talking from everybody from the sheriff's office to the prosecutors, and they know that the anti-gun bias isn't there. They just want to straighten out the facts and make sure the law is enforced. So luckily, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised by jurisdictions in Illinois, believe it or not. I think the Illinois Supreme Court opinion that was out a year or two ago, in the unanimous decision on concealed carry rights and enforcement of laws, just blew me away. I couldn't have wrote a better opinion. So, you know, I'm always surprised, and it makes me feel good when we're surprised. But again, there's those jurisdictions, and I had a jurisdiction around Philadelphia probably 2 or 3 years ago. That was terrible. It wasn't a second call of defense related case, but I was brought in as an expert and a consultant, and just the anti-gun bias was terrible. And that's the only thing that drove the whole case, because factually it was void of anything that our client did wrong. But just because he protected himself with a firearm, the world was going to come to an end, and damn it, we were going to punish him for having that firearm. It's not something that doesn't happen. You're very astute to understand that. And I point out, and I'm sure your listeners can point out or can realize this, even in the state of Ohio, the state of Kentucky, Indiana, pick a state, things change from one part of the state to the other. I always point out that I feel pretty good in Cincinnati about my use of a firearm in self-defense. But when I drive home to see mom and dad in Pennsylvania, if I'm in Cleveland, that's a different ballgame.
Hang on for me last time. We'll be right back with Sean Maloney from SecondCallDefense.org on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Now I believe the official holster of the Fester program, if I'm not, or becoming that. I think there's a wide adoption of that. Is that not so, Sean?
Absolutely. Jim Irvine is, I think the first thing he did when I talked to him is he purchased one himself, and he reached out to them, and I'm not sure exactly where Jim is on that, but he's certainly looking at that because that makes sense with everything. And that will avoid the bags, the drawers, or wherever you stick them of old
right.
holsters that don't work because, geez, they evolve as you evolve and your needs evolve, and certainly it's perfect for a situation where a school personnel has to carry.
Mm. Well, anyway. One question I was going to ask you. Let's say I do get, I am in a self-defense situation, and the police and the prosecutors completely leave me alone. Now, one of the things that is part of the second call defense, one of, you know, some of the various levels of coverage that you can get into is counseling. And if I come to second call defense and say, hey, I don't need anybody to represent me, but I sure would like to talk to somebody. What then? The second call defense swing into action?
Absolutely. Psychological counseling, and I always point out to people, no matter how tough we think we are, no matter how prepared we think we are, there's still going to be mental, emotional consequences of taking another human life or being in a firefight in the foyer of your own home. Nobody knows how you're going to react. And so if you need help with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, go see your own doctor, and we'll pay for up to 40 visits at the ultimate level to make sure that for the rest of your life you aren't haunted by the acts and by defending yourself. And I always tell people as an attorney, I want to make sure I have 100% of my clients standing next to me when we're fighting for their rights and their life and their defense. I don't need to be dealing with all the emotional issues that are going to go around with it. So that's why it's important that, number one, we take care of ourselves, and You know, and I feel sorry for our heroes that are, that have, over the years, I mean, back to probably the Revolutionary War, that have had to battle alone the darkness of trying to deal with what they've had to do. And certainly then when our boys and women, ladies come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and then they're threatened with the fact, you know what, if I do seek out help to deal with some of the issues that I have resulting from what I had to do, I might lose my firearms. You know, that is a sad statement on who we are. And certainly that was something that had a huge impact on a lot of people, because I dealt with people. I had boys from next door that I watched grow up that were Marines and in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and they come back, and I've seen the PTSD. I've seen the effects. I've seen them to struggle with brand new marriage. I've seen them struggle with their mother and father that they've loved their whole lives, and I understand that and say, hey, you need help. And so we're going to be there to help our members of Second Call Defense through whatever difficulties you're going to have. And that's a good point. It's not always about, you know, legal protection. You can be fine legally, but emotionally and mentally you need help, and we're going to be there for you. That's just as important.
You're talking about the haunting part, and, you know, a lot of people just think of that as a colorful cliche of how to put certain things. I can assure everybody listening right now that to this day, from my negligent discharge that was caught in the chest of my best friend, that every detail of the smoke in that room, I remember. I remember the swirl. I remember the direction. I remember everything he said. I remember everything he did. And the thing that this kind of counseling, this brings you to a point to where you can live with that. I didn't get that at the time. So it took me a while to come to that point to be able to live with it. And it was sort of anticlimactic after all the time that after all the time had elapsed, but much better to get there sooner. Trust me.
Right. And, you know, we discovered that. We had focus groups, and we had several women that were strong enough to say in these focus groups, you know what, I understand the financial the legal devastation I could be going through, but I just took a human life. Or maybe, you know, worse, you know, I paralyzed somebody. I had to shoot the 14-year-old that I watched grow up because now he's addicted to heroin and attacked me and my family. What if I need help dealing with that? And that's where that came from, was a focus group. A lot of these came from people's responses in focus groups or things that I went through on a daily basis or continuously as an attorney, that these benefits, we just didn't throw a dartboard when we came up with these benefits. We made sure that it was what we needed to maintain, you know, who we are. And like I said, unfortunately, there's a lot of people suffering because they didn't have, number one, the help available, or number two, they didn't want to be looked down upon or be threatened to lose their firearms rights as a soldier simply because they went and sought treatment. So that's a good point that is in there, and that's important to all of us.
Yeah, the other thing about that whole thing, the stigma that goes with it, nobody ever clearly, I think part of the reason with the fear that comes involved in that is because nobody ever talks about the path back. You know, if they do something temporarily, and, you know, I could see where in some cases that might be warranted after some sort of due process, but what's the path back? And, you know, that's where a lot of the fear comes in. I have untapped VA benefits that I have never touched, simply because I don't want to get involved in that culture where they decide they're in charge of somebody.
Right.
So.
And unfortunately, you know, I always laugh. Again, it's no laughing matter, but think about the consideration now of somebody who can't manage their own affairs, can't balance their checkbook, their Social Security payments, or whatever it is, they should lose their firearms? I mean, again, it's just because they want power and control over every facet of our life.
Now we're about to run out of time this hour, which it always happens this way when you're talking about some good stuff. But what's coming up as far as with the FASTA program? When's your next training with that? What else is happening with that?
We're putting together a special fall training program because we have a lot of school personnel out there that need to get it done. We do most of our training in the summer when these teachers have time off or when the schools are closed and the people have time. But as people are on board and the need for training increases, we're putting together a training session in in the fall for that, so that'll be coming up in and out soon, the dates. We have the classes filled up. Legislation is back in Ohio, so everybody's back. Of course, we have Governor Kasich who's running for president, so that seems to slow things down on what they want to act. They have House Bill 48. That's a great bill that's going to allow us as Ohioans to do a lot of different things, especially with carrying a firearm within a school safety zone. For example, right now, I can have a concealed carry permit and my firearm in the car with me as long as I am immediately picking up or dropping off my child. If I'm picking up my wife, it doesn't work. If I'm dropping off homework, I can be a felon. So we're going to clean parts of that up and make some other good changes that we need. And then, you know, the FASTA program just keeps growing. We're preparing to speak again to the Ohio State School Board Association, and then we're going to speak nationally to the National School Board Association because people have an interest for this. We're not resting, and certainly everything that we do, both the partners and Second Call Defense with Buckeye Firearms, and of course Tim Knight and I, for example. Tim sits on the board with me in the National Rifle Association. We're getting ready for a couple things. One thing we're doing is we're going to meet and get together in Virginia, and we're going to do some old-fashioned grassroots campaigning, go door-to-door, and make sure that we pick some good endorsed candidates that need some help, good pro-gun candidates for the state legislature in Virginia, and we're going to offer a volunteer a week or two of our time for them to make sure that we have the right government in Virginia, because I always tell this to people and think about it. Our constitutional rights are borderless. That's how I ended up in Colorado, because I knew it may start in Colorado, but it could end and land in my lap in Ohio, and I want to stop it where it is. And everybody out there, we have to think that way. What's happening to our neighbors in other states is going to happen to us, and if it happens to them, it makes it that much easier if you look at the domino effect of what happens when they start taking our rights away.
SecondCallDefense.org.
And, hey, your listeners have all responded great. Use Lock and Load, and to get your first month free, email me, Sean@SecondCallDefense.org, with any questions. I have a few phone calls to make based on the chats that I've received. And don't give up, guys. And remember, this is only beginning, and take advantage of Bill's offer and what he's done for you folks for a free month of Second Call Defense. Try it out. Take a look at everything. And then we have a bunch of changes coming to our website. I regularly do podcasts and things now just specifically dealing with what's happening right now, so all of our members are up to date. I appreciate you, Bill, what you're doing, because all of us listening, it spreads the word, and we got to continue the fight. Keep up.
Very good. We'll be doing it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you, sir. We'll be back in 22 hours. Remember this, never been about gun control, always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.